Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Jack, good morning.
Good morning to
Welcome. Nice to have you in. Now, this is very early for the likes of you.
It sure is.
It's just ridiculous.
But it's a treat, though, to be up this early and driving across the Curra of Kildare where... Yeah. Manny's the football match over here, and rugby, everything over here. And then, you know, we would have had a family business, mechanics. We would have fixed the Bord de Mona trucks with my dad. And now I play in the beautiful theatre, the Riverbank.
Isn't that wonderful,
So lots of memories over here.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you were telling me earlier on that you've been to the Museum of Style Icons.
Yes, many times. It's absolutely stunning. It's world class, stuff. There's a lot of the movie history, the music history up there is quite stunning.
It is. It's fantastic. Listen, one of the things I meant to say when I saw you coming in, it's unusual for you in this sort of setting to sing us a song live, which is going to be a real treat. And I want to thank you for doing that.
Because
I know over the years, having gone to see you in concerts and stuff, it's a very particular show and you're very particular about how you do what you do.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you for coming in to do this
problem.
For us this morning.
Well, most shows I do have a theme of some kind.
Yes.
You know, I've got the winter one coming up, the Northern Lights Tour, which is kind of autumnal songs. Moving into Christmas, it turns into Christmas songs. So that's Ireland and the UK. And then I come back in the new year with... it's 20 years of a Broken Songs was an album I had, so I'm doing the full album in the Mermaid Theatre in Bray. And then I'm doing a tour called Unbroken Songs with the theme of it, which is songs of positivity and energy and, you know, all the stuff we need now.
Well, do we need it, do you think? because I'm just thinking about Oh Happy Day. And I'm thinking about, you know...
Well, that stuff is infectious, you know.
It is infectious, but I'm also thinking about what you just said about the idea of needing positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, because we don't know what is ahead of us in terms of the world now.
We must keep shining the light.
Thank you. It's exactly what I was...
And music, it's the little things you do, it's the good things you do, are all little seeds. So music is one of those things, so... It's really important to keep people buoyant.
For sure, and positive.
Yes, and not, you know, get into it.
Well, if you let yourself get into the other world, then it's not going to do you any favours. You need to be positive and out there. What are you going to do for us?
As we're over this way, I do the Curra of Kildare, I usually do it in February. It's a song from the 1400s. It's a real folk song, And the Scottish, George Burns did a version of the lyrics. So I'm not sure which version of...
And the Johnstons did a version, but Paul Brady.
Yes, there's many, but it is a real folk song.
Yes.
Like from the 1400s.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
It's an antique. Well, I do it.
Say nothing.
Like myself.
No, say nothing. Here it is.
Oh, the winter, it is past, and the summer's come at last, and the small birds are singing in the trees. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad, for my true love is far away from tidings of my dear. Oh, the rose upon the briar, by the waters running clear, give enchantment to the linnet and the bees. Their little hearts are blessed, but mine will never rest, for my true love is far away from me. And it's straight I will repair to the Curra of Kildare, for it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. Oh, you that are in love and cannot it renew, I pity
the pain that you endure. For experience lets me know that our hearts are full of woe, and a woe that no mortal can endure. And it straight I will repay to the curragh of Kildare, for it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. Oh, the winter it is past, and the summer's come at last.
Oh, no. That's lovely. Jack L and the Curragh of Kildare. It's a beautiful song.
Oh, beautiful song.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it yeah. is beautiful. And the senior management now have arrived now to applaud you, which is a very good sign here in Newbridge when the senior management come out.
Oh, thank you.
Not so much a good sign.
Thank you very much.
There could be a candelabra in it for you. listen to me. So talk to me about the Northern Lights. When is that? How are you planning this?
It's kicking off at the end of November.
Right.
I'm in Balbrigg in the Lark Theatre. There's a few tickets left for that. And I'm in Ratto at the venue. Then I go to UK to tour it, and then I come back.
Have you got the band, or is it you on your own? How are you playing?
It varies in the various venues. You know, sometimes it's on my own, sometimes with a band.
I find that fascinating. Do you know who else does that? Richard Hawley does the same thing.
Right, yeah,
that
yeah.
He'll have the band, and then sometimes it's just him and a guitar.
Yeah, well, it also keeps it very interesting, you know, because you're able to... I suppose when you're on your own, you're able to do more free-flowing kind of sets where you can move from one song to another. But I have a bunch of players who know practically every song I know at this
right,
stage.
Yes,
but
yeah.
Sometimes you can be stuck to a set list. But it's great either way, you know, and it's a show that I've been doing for a few years now. Just something, you know, when you were touring in the autumn and coming into Christmas, you were always, at what point do I start singing Christmas songs?
Yes, yeah,
but there's
yeah.
also all these lovely autumnal kind of tunes.
But so, this is the album, the Unitarian Church one,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, recorded in the Unitarian Church.
Yeah.
Yes, where we got 4 nights sold out in the Pepper Canister Church in Dublin this year. So,
And when are you doing that?
It's all during December, yeah, various days.
Right, okay.
Yeah, right up to Christmas.
No, I love that.
Because
what's excellent about this is that you don't remember the dates. So have you someone who gives you the dates?
Well, I just read the dates. I just go online. I could attempt to read them out, but it would go horribly wrong.
I know, yeah. As I know you know, one of my favourite songs of yours is The Battle of the Hawthorn.
Oh, yes.
I love it a bit.
Thank you.
No, I love it. I've always loved it. And there's something about it. It's just a beautiful thing. Now, you could do it, or we could play it.
I always think, what's the point in going and recording these things if you're not going to play them on the radio? Now, I could play it for you, but...
What do you think?
I could give it a blast. It's a big old tune, but...
Yeah.
But it's also the great thing about this song, it's a song for all seasons, because it's about the hawthorn tree going from the black skeleton, like it's moving into winter here. It's just had the red berries on it and all that. And
surely.
How it blooms then in the summer is like a formation of life.
It absolutely is.
I'll give it a blast.
Give it a blast. And if you get into difficulty, we'll go into the recorded one.
Well, it's that for me.
Bless me, mother, for you know I sinned. I spent all these money on these brittle things. Bless the kingdom that we've built on sand. All the world right there in your hand. Bless the blackbird in the hawthorn tree. She waits for the blooming of the red berry. The battle of the hawthorn will never be won. You're as beautiful in winter as you are in sun. Whoa, 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 whoa. The battle of the hawthorn trees. Whoa. Battle of the Hawthorn. My hands are shaking, your mind it reels as we run like deers through the shivering fields with your fresh breast thistle and St. Bridget's cross, the lily white sky, pillow of moss. My love, she gave to me the jewels of her mind, and I hung them on the branches frozen in time. Whoa, the battle of the hawthorn trees. Whoa, the battle of the hawthorn. The Canuck, there's a howling wolf, howling for survival when we're all one blood. Bless the blackbird in the hawthorn tree, she waits for the blooming of her destiny. The battle of the hawthorn will never be won. Black skeleton in winter, white wing in sun. My love, she gave to me the jewels of a mind, and I hung them on the branches, frozen in time. Whoa, the battle of the hawthorn trees. Whoa, battle of the
Magnificent. I just love that song.
Thank you.
And it's so powerful when you play it on the radio.
It definitely woke me up.
You and everybody else. We've got messages coming through for obvious reasons. Just to say about the Curry Kildare from Jack, Ursula Mullingar says, so clear. Honestly, it's the first time I really, truly heard the lyric, which is quite interesting, you know, when you kind of look at it like that. But it's just, it's very special.
It's a subtle song, you know, it's a... quite a mellow song, so I always try to put a little more oomph in it.
Yeah, well, you're a great man for oomph. You're famous for your oomph.
Oomph.
Absolutely. Today is, just before we let you go, today is Joni Mitchell's birthday. Mm,
yeah.
And it's also Leonard Cohen's anniversary.
Today, okay. Isn't that mad? Right, yeah.
So I'm going to finish because we have a back and bass, which is wonderful. And it's Hallelujah. This is Jack.
Ah, beautiful.
You doing I just thought on the day that was in it.
Absolutely.
To play your version.
And Paved Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot. I was listening to it coming over. Oh, I was thinking, what an apt.
Isn't it?
Poignant.
But she's amazing.
Never ends.
Stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song. I mean,
oh,
it's just...
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
It is genius, amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Well, anyway.
The playlist this morning was absolutely brilliant. I was listening on the way over. It was absolutely
It must
stunning.
Have been picked by somebody else. I'm glad. Well, again, trying to find a balance,
yes,
you know, and reflect the fact also that we're here in Newbridge Silverware.
Uh-huh.
So that we're, you know, so lots of songs with silver in it.
Oh,
you may have
nice.
Noticed that, the link.
Lovely.
Jack, you're a pleasure.
Thank you.
A real pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
This is Jack Ellen. Not at all, and we'll get those dates and we'll let you know where you're playing.
Great.
Just so that you
Great.
Don't forget.
Jack Lukeman,
that's
where I go to see where I'm playing.
That's right. This is Hallelujah, written by the great Leonard Cohen on his anniversary today, and this is Jack L.
Well, I heard there was a song.